Forrest Nebel, the first Czech film that was produced with the rotoscoping technique, a process that renders images shot with actors in a unique black and white cartoon style, will be premiering at the prestigious International Film Festival in Venice this weekend. The movie, based on a cartoon novel by Jaroslav Rudish that has garnered a cult following, is highly anticipated by Czech cinema lovers. Ahead of its premiere abroad, I caught up with Alois Nebel producer Pavel Strnad and asked him about the special technique it was made with, the film's director, and what category the movie will be shown in at the festival.
Our film will be in the official selection out of competition, and we have a special midnight gala screening on Sunday, 4th of September.
Now, this new film that is being shown in Venice is based on a cult cartoon novel. Can you briefly sum up the plot or the story of the film?
The story takes place in 1989, and it's a story of the 50-year-old train dispatcher who's got nightmares and hallucinations that are coming to him, and he sees ghosts and shadows from the dark past of the region, and that brings him to sanitarium, and we follow this character throughout his journey to becoming normal, I would say.
And I do believe this is also the first Czech film that uses a relatively new technique, rotoscoping, I think it's called. Can you describe what exactly this process entails?
We shot with actors, shot the whole film on locations with actors, and also in the studio. And then the footage was redrawn and animated. So at the end we have a black and white drawn animation of the actors.
So the film is the debut film of director Tomáš Luňák. How did his involvement with the project come about?
When we decided to adapt the comic, I was looking for a director who would have experience both in animation and live action, and Tomáš was recommended to me by the designer of the comic book, who's also a singer in a rock band, and they made a music video with Tomáš, and he thought he would be the right director for this film. So even though Tomáš is a first-time director and it was a big challenge for him, I think he did a great job because it was extremely difficult, and the whole production took more than 3 years. The result is extraordinary.
And may I ask you, in terms of other film festivals, are there plans to show the film internationally?
Well, the film goes to Toronto Film Festival right after Venice, and then I believe that it will be shown at the festivals around the world, and we also hope it will get the international distribution. So we have a very good distributor, the Match Factory, a company that was selling, for example, films like Waltz with Bashir. They have a good reputation, and I believe they will do a great job.
And lastly, for those cinema goers here in the Czech Republic, when can we see the film in the cinema here?
The Czech release is planned for September 29th, so people here in the Czech Republic will have to wait a few more weeks to see the film.
That was Pavel Strnad, producer of the film Alois Nebo, which will have its premiere in Venice this weekend.